you is the 15 supplement agenda.
15?
Yes.
Oh, yes, it's the other one.
The other one.
Yes, the hand.
This one.
Well done. Yes, sorry. 15, business of urgent nature.
That's long.
Yeah, all right. So has everyone read the supplementary agenda about the audit and risk?
Move in a second to accept them.
Yeah, can I have a mover to accept, Christie Tucker, and a seconder, Councillor Sedia. All those in favour?
Happy aye.
Carry. All right, do you want to talk about that?
Okay. Councillors, the first one is in relation to the independent member, for the independent members as the presiding and the deputy presiding officer for the audit and risk committee. So you're required by legislation to have an independent person. The two people that are on this list are the two survivors of a list of three. The first one, who was probably my preferred person, has had sufficient numbers of councils take him up as an independent member that he's no longer available. And so Michelle Bennett's is the next one in line. Probably neither of these two were favourites of mine, but I have had a, I've had a good poke around at Michelle Bennett's history in terms of what she's done, what kind of role she's had in local government in South Australia. And she's, seems to be quite a well-respected financial consultant with regard to local government in South Australia. So I've listed a couple of projects that she's been involved in there, and there's you know, a review of the City of Adelaide's budget, there's some work for Mount Remarkable and Mount Gambier, I think. I did have a look at some of those, that work that she'd done, and it seemed to be pretty good work. So from my perspective, Di Vo, who is the other candidate, may be a little more rigid and difficult to deal with than Michelle Bennett's, but at the end of the day, he will be the likely deputy presiding member for us. So part of the issue here will be that we will have to kind of negotiate with either of them in some way, because the legislation at the moment only provides for a meeting fee of $450. Her suggested meeting fee was $700. So, but she did state that she would be flexible with regard to the legislated fees. So in her proposal, she's looking at two meetings a year to attend in person, two meetings a year would she would attend by electronic means. So we're obligated to pay for accommodation and travel costs. She's suggesting that she would drive to WA to undertake the role. So that's pretty much all I can tell you at this stage. So the recommendation for me is to appoint Michelle on subject to successful negotiation of the provisions.
Yeah. So this is shared with the rest?
So the eight of the nine councils are also looking at appointing Michelle as their presiding member, and Kalgoorlie is going it alone. They've already got an independent chair for their audit committee, so so we are all looking at the same motion to endorse the appointment of Michelle as the primary primary member and Diabo as the deputy.
And when she drives over, she's doing all shires?
That's the intent, is that we will arrange our audit and risk committee meetings around the same time, and probably moving our council meeting is probably going to help that a bit, so.
Yeah. Right, any more questions?
Yeah, the cost of travel, where is he coming from?
South Australia, probably Adelaide.
So pay for the whole fuel from there and accommodation and everything.
Yep.
But that'll be split among all,
all of us. So,
yeah, so it won't be so bad.
It'll be split eight ways.
Eight ways.
They couldn't get anyone in WA?
Well, there was a couple that did apply from within WA. One of them I certainly wasn't comfortable with, and there's another one that a couple of other members were comfortable with. So we've got the best of the bunch that we can see.
Yeah. Is she a poor power fan? All right. So you all read that? Had a good look through it?
Yeah.
Okay. Officer's recommendation that item 15.1, appointment of independent presiding and deputy presiding member, audit risk and improvement committee, and item 15.1. Did I go through that one? No, I didn't, did I?
Here's number 10.
So you want?
Yeah, yeah.
So
I think we jump on.
So that the council appoints Ms. Michelle Bennett as the independent presiding member of the Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee, subject to successful negotiation of fees in line with the Salaries and Allowances Tribunal's determination on fees. Council appoint Mr. Diabo as the independent deputy presiding member of the Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee on the same basis.
Yep. Carl Mover, Councillor Christy Tucker. Seconder, Councillor Andrew Tucker. Those that wish to speak for, those that wish to speak against, all those in favour?
Councillor Dwyer.
Carry. Righto, lucky last.
Right, we all need to declare an interest.
Yep. So you make this decision for us?
Yep. Staff and I will do it for you.
Okay. 15.2, Councillor's Superannuation. Officer's recommendation that the Council endorse the ongoing payment of 12% superannuation on the monthly meeting amounts of those members of Council who register with the CEO as requiring superannuation payments to be made. To authorise the payments to the superannuation fund of each council member's choice on a monthly basis at the time when monthly meeting allowance payments being made.
Sorry, councillors, you did refer this one to this meeting at a meeting very early in the year when we originally dealt with this. So it will be up to you as individual councillors to let me know if you want to have superannuation paid. You will need to provide me with the details, including your exact member details, so that we can arrange to make those payments on your behalf, should you so desire.
Righto. Can I have a mover? Councillor Sadia. Seconder? Councillor Christy Tucker. Those that wish to speak for? Those that wish to speak against, all those in favour?
Councillor Dwyer.
Carry. Okay. Next meeting. The next meeting is to be held on 27th November 2025 at the Shire offices in Menzies, commencing at 1pm.
So, Mr. President, at this stage, that's slated for Chunchunjarra?
Yeah.
And not the Menzies Shire office.
Right. Yep, at 9am.
And Councillor Baird, you will get me something in writing that confirms that and what the arrangements are.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
And the something in writing to confirm not having today's meeting out here.
Yeah.
Very good.
All right. I declare the meeting open at 2:11pm.
Closed.
Open.
Thank you, councillors. Thank you to our remote councillors for your attendance. I hope it's not too long.
Thank you, and I will see you soon. Okay, yeah. Thanks a lot.
Take care.